You're listening to Speaking to Influence, Communication Secrets of the C-Suite. Do you want to speak with confidence and authority, have more influence, and get bigger and better results? Whether you're a top executive, an entrepreneur, or climbing the career ladder, this is the show for you. The leader who wants to inspire others and leave a lasting legacy. Now here's your host, world-renowned TEDx speaker, author, and executive communication coach, Dr. Laura Sekola.
Welcome to the podcast, Speaking to Influence, Communication Secrets of the C-Suite. I'm Dr. Laura Sekola, your host, and our focus is on mastering communication as an essential leadership skill so that you can command the room, connect with the audience, and close the deal in any context. Nearly 4 years ago, I launched Speaking to Influence as a business and leadership podcast, not with an industry focus, not with an entrepreneurship or business development focus, but with an exclusive focus on the role of communication as an essential leadership skill set, regardless of your role or industry. And rather than teaching those lessons myself, I decided to ask questions to seasoned leaders of corporations, as well as not-for-profit organizations, and ask them to share their stories about how they learned those key lessons for themselves. Sometimes the easy way, sometimes the hard way. And today, I am excited to celebrate a milestone with all of you. This, right here, right now, today, is our 200th episode. Look, it's super exciting too, because Speaking to Influence, I just found out, is ranked in the top 1% of podcasts worldwide. And it's at number 60 in the Apple Podcasts Business and Management category. And of the gazillions of business podcasts out there, let me tell you, I'm thrilled to be up in those mid-double digits. That's amazing. And most importantly, I have you to thank. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody out there, keep sharing those links with friends, with colleagues. And little shameless plug here, if you haven't done so yet, just scroll down there on your phone and give us a 5-star rating. It'll literally take you 10 seconds, but it really does help us. And I, of course, will be eternally grateful. But I digress. My point is that after 200 episodes here on Speaking to Influence, as well as countless guest appearances on other shows over the years, I've also learned a ton. And I've grown personally and professionally as a host, as an interviewer, as a guest, as a storyteller, as a listener, a coach, a leader, an influencer, and not to be self-aggrandizing, but as a visionary. I had a vision for what I wanted this show to be and the value that I wanted it to provide. And it has far exceeded anything I originally could have imagined. And it just makes my heart happy. So in the spirit of sharing and in honor of our 200th episode today, I wanted to focus a little bit on what podcasting itself has taught me about the three underlying themes of the show: leadership, communication, and influence. But I don't just want to share my story with it. A couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of speaking at a fabulous conference, PodFest Expo. And while there, I met some incredible podcasters who've won awards, achieved levels of success that I can only imagine with regard to podcasting, that is. And those accolades that they've had, they make everything that I just listed for myself sound like a drop in the bucket. So I asked some of them what podcasting has taught them about leadership, communication, and influence over the years too. So today, for the rest of the episode, I wanted to share with you some of their answers, along with mine, in hopes that our lessons inspire you to become more effective communicators and more influential leaders, and maybe, just maybe, try your hand at being on a podcast as well. Guest, host, whatever. But if you haven't tried it yet, give it a shot. It's pretty awesome. Okay, so without further ado, here is my powerhouse podcast panel of four. I did not mean for there to be alliteration. That just happened. And I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hello, I am Doc Rock. I am the community manager and brand partnership person at Ecamm. We are a software for people that are creating content. I've been podcasting since about 2005, 2006. Back when you used to have to hand code the XML to get published.
Rob Greenlee, I'm a 20-year podcaster. I'm a live show host, Podcast Tips with Rob Greenlee, live at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights, Eastern. And I also do another live show at 4 p.m. Eastern called The New Media Show. Been doing that show for about 13 years or so. I was inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame back in 2017.
Hi, I'm Stacey Sherman, and I am all about doing customer experience right. CX is customer experience, and it is a brand differentiator. So just won an award for, I have 120 episodes of doing CX right, and I've won many awards as a customer experience thought leader, influencer, and brand advisor, and have been doing it in corporate and different size companies for 25 years, and now I am out doing it, helping others do the same based on real practical as a practitioner, not just from book smarts.
Hi, I'm Adam Lewis Walker. I've got a podcast, Amplify Your Mission. It's been going 10 years, so I'm top 10 dads in podcasting. So my podcast is for authors, coaches, and speakers to amplify their mission. Specifically, one of the ways I've done it that has been very powerful for me is a TEDx talk. I've done podcasting, TEDx talk, and a best-selling book. So I help people with their TEDx talks and make that happen.
All right, now you have a sense of who we're going to be talking with today. And the first question that I asked each of them, very simply, was, what has podcasting taught you about leadership?
As a leader, I have to remember that even though I'm the leader, I need to listen to my audience. I need to listen to my subordinates. I need to listen to the other people, because sometimes you get past a certain level you no longer can see. At 30,000 feet, it's harder to see what's down at 10,000. So I love to get that feedback and any information I can from the people down there.
Leadership is really about people. It's about building trust and confidence and building teams of individuals that take responsibility for their own work and work hard. And I think it's really just being an inspirational leader to others and showing compassion and understanding and communicating with other people in a way that is helpful for them and helpful to what they're trying to do, and really try and be the best person that I can to everyone.
An important lesson about leadership I found that works really well is breaking silos. And what I mean by that is, no matter whether you have a big team or small team, I bring people together and have everybody design the customer experience and help each of my team members understand where one begins and where one ends. And so there's a cohesive experience and everybody's collaborative. Because if you work in silos, at the end of the day, the end product, the end show will be fragmented.
I think it's important to have a clear mission, so then decisions become simpler. So for myself, as things start going well and you do amplify your mission, you get a lot of opportunities and asked to do a lot of things. So for me, just being very clear on what is your mission, because then when people ask me to do things, I can protect my time, because I know yes easily, because it helped me and it's aligned with where I'm going and I help other people. And then when it's not the area, I mean, so it might be a good opportunity, but it doesn't fit what I'm doing, I can say no clearly, and no offense, but it's not my thing.
Wow. Okay. There are so many yes and points that each of them raised. And I think what hits me is that they all center around one core principle, which is that leadership is about having a vision and being able to articulate that vision to everyone involved in a way that gets them excited to play a part in making it happen. It's about getting everyone's full buy-in, their hearts, their minds, and their daily efforts in whatever tasks they are completing to contribute to that vision. Because when people share in the excitement about a goal, they're providing that kind of value, that buy-in. It's not lip service. It's ownership. It's personal responsibility. And that changes everything about the nature of the interactions with people and your team over the course of the day, and in the quality of the product that they put out. And that is something that I've learned for sure, coordinating everyone from graphic designers and transcript editors to audio and video producers, and even in pre and post interview communications with the guests themselves and their communications teams. I want to make sure that everybody's on board with the mission of ensuring that each episode is the highest quality experience, providing maximum value for the guest and the listeners alike, and that the final product is an asset that everyone involved is truly proud of and excited to share with the world. Okay, on to question number two. My next question that I asked my guests, or these other presenters, the other podcasters at PodFest Expo, was, what's the greatest lesson you've learned from podcasting about communication? Here's what they said.
The most important lesson that I've learned about communication is you have to be clear and you have to be concise. It's very important that you don't throw in fancy words to make yourself feel cool, because sometimes you're alienating other people around you.
I think the big thing is to communicate with respect and with energy, enthusiasm, and passion. I think those are core concepts to the success of any podcaster, and to bring your true self to the medium of whatever it is you're doing. If you're a presenter, or if you're a podcaster, you're a live video host, or you're on the radio or television, whatever the medium is, you're really building trust with others. And it's not always an easy thing to do.
Communication makes or breaks every experience. So I like to over communicate with my guests, for example. If they're going to come on my show, I'm going to make sure right before they get on my show that they know I use Riverside as a recording platform. I will send them some very brief description to say, make sure you join on Chrome. Make sure that you have this and this, so that they are not struggling right before it's time to get on, feeling frustrated. And I want to make it a low level of effort to be with me, be with my guests. And so communication, as simple as the technology, is a game changer.
So there's no harm in asking. I always like to ask, done in the right way, there is no harm in asking, and you don't ask, you don't get. And generally, I like that when people ask me as well, because it shows assertiveness and ability to be adaptable, flexible, because I think there's always a solution.
Okay, everyone. So for me, there are two major themes here that reflect some major communication lessons that I have learned from podcasting. The first is that communication is about building trust. And trust comes when there's a sense of safety. So on the show, I create a safe environment for my guests, because I make sure that they know exactly what to expect, and they know that my brand is grounded upon protecting and elevating their brand. So they're crystal clear on the fact that I will not let an episode go live unless I'm sure that the quality is exceptional and that they look and sound amazing on the recordings. Plus, of course, I want to make it easy and fun in the process. That brings me to the second theme that I heard, which is Adam's point about how you won't get anything if you don't ask for it. In the beginning, 4 years ago, 200 episodes ago, I confess that I was utterly terrified to ask business leaders to be a guest on my show. I mean, I was a coach and I had done some good work and I had my TEDx talk, et cetera, but my podcast was unknown, wasn't the big player necessarily with a super well-known name. So my thought was, well, who was I, little old me, to go up to big megacorp executive ABC and ask them for a couple of hours of their time? But little by little, as I gave guests that exceptional experience, as I built that trust, I also learned to ask them to make introductions to other colleagues who they thought would appreciate that experience, that opportunity to be on the show. And to my amazement, per Adam's comment, they did. And they still do, which is half the reason that I have such amazing guests coming on, because many of them are introductions from prior guests who had the great experience. We built that trust, and then I was able to ask them to introduce me to someone else. And so it all comes full circle. All right, last but not least, question number three. What's the most important lesson podcasting has taught you about influence? That's what this is all about, right? Speaking to influence, what's the most important lesson podcasting has taught you about influence? And here's what they said.
This is one of my favorite questions. The lesson I've learned about influence is impact is far greater than influence. I am trying to leave an impactful and purposeful dent in the world, if you will, the universe. So I want to make sure that I'm leaving positive impact. Influence alone just means people will follow you, and followers can't really help you when you need something. They don't know how to do it themselves. So impact is more important than influence.
Influence is based on trust. And I do a podcast, I've been doing one on YouTube for a while, called Trust Factor. And I do talk about the concept of having influence based on your audience and your community trusting what you say, coming across as a trustworthy person, either on your program or in person, and being reliable, being there for others. And I think that builds influence.
Authenticity is everything. I believe that more is not more. I would never want to be like, there's a movie, HBO, Fake Famous. I'm not into fake famous. I'm into teaching peer-to-peer education, authenticity, and that is how I've grown into a trusted advisor, and anybody can do that as well.
Build assets. Podcast is an asset. You know, a top 10, top 1% podcast for 10 years is an asset. TEDx talk is an asset. Credibility, a book is an asset. These are all tools to help you leverage and open doors. And for me, this is what it's done for me. No one would book me on stages, so I started my own platform, a podcast. Then when that went well, and you get big guests, you could leverage that, and so then I could get speaking gigs. Then I could only get certain speaking gigs, so I did a TEDx, and that opens up things massively. Same for the book, it's a stamp credit. They're all assets. But if you get these assets and do nothing with them, they're a little bit worthless. So yeah, build assets for you and your personal brand, and that's influence for me.
Yes, yes, yes. What a great destination topic for us today. Let's unpack what we just heard. First, it's important to define our terms. So when we talk about influence per se, it's not just about the number of likes, right? It's not just how many followers that we have. I mean, that's good stuff too, but let's be clear. She who dies with the most likes does not win. That's not the same thing. I mean, there are the more stereotypical influencers per se, and a lot of the TikTok and Instagram platforms, et cetera, which are great. We love all those platforms, but that's not exactly what we're trying to do. We're not doing cat videos. We're not promoting lipsticks and other stuff like that. But as Doc Rock so wisely clarified, true influence is about the impact we have on others. It's the value that we provide and the meaningful difference we make. So in order to achieve that outcome, of course, we have to put ourselves out there. And we have to create, as Adam said, the assets that share our story and make it easy for people to find them. Because as the proverb says, if you hide your light under that bushel, it provides no light for anybody else. It's nice that it's there, but it's kind of pointless. So don't hide your gifts. Make sure you are accessible. Make sure your wisdom is able to be found. And what needs to be consistently evident in those assets? Who we are. As Stacy said, our authenticity, our truth, our experiences, the lessons we've learned. Each time somebody encounters another one of our assets, be it an interview, an article where we were quoted, or something we wrote, whatever it is, they should discover a new facet about us, but in a way that's consistent with our brand, reinforcing who we truly are. Now, after 200 episodes of this show and however many other people's podcasts that I've been on as a guest, if you tune into any of them, I promise you're going to find a very consistent me, regardless of what I'm talking about. And as Rob mentioned, I hope that that consistency has strengthened your trust in me and in the gift that I want to give each one of you with every conversation. That's why I do this. Contrary to some people's popular belief, it's not just to hear myself talk every week, but I believe that what I'm sharing, the people I'm bringing on to share their stories, that it adds value to you. That's the gift I want to provide. That's the mark I want to make. Because if you trust me, then you're more likely to act on what you learn from my show, which facilitates better experiences for yourself and others. And that helps you get bigger and better results every day. That's the influence, or rather the impact, that I strive to have every day. So with all that, if you're inspired to do more of this, meaning if you're motivated to build your assets, to tell your stories, to build trust, and to share your vision in order to have more influence and impact, check out the website 8keys, that's the number 8, K-E-Y-S, 8keys.laurasokola.com to download my cheat sheet, which is the 8 keys to establish your brand as a go-to thought leader. It's everything I've learned about building my brand as a go-to thought leader over the years, but distilled down to 8 very simple DIY keys to help you launch your unique and authentic brand of excellence and thought leadership. Again, you can download that for free as my gift to you. Happy 200 episodes at 8keys.laurasokola.com. That's the number 8, K-E-Y-S.laurasokola.com. I'll put the link in the show notes for you too. With that, thank you. Thank you, thank you for tuning in to this very special 200th episode of the Speaking to Influence podcast. Another special thanks also to my amazing panel of award-winning podcast experts, Doc Rock, Rob Greenlee, Stacy Sherman, and Adam Lewis Walker, for sharing the lessons that they've learned about leadership, communication, and influence through decades of podcasting collectively. Please share this link, share this episode, share this show with others on social media, by email, by text messages, by semaphore flags, or whatever works for you. Of course, if you haven't subscribed yet, be sure to do that so that you never miss an episode. And please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts so we can continue to boost those rankings higher and higher and help even more people to increase their confidence, presence, and influence. I'm Dr. Laura Sokola, and you're listening to Speaking to Influence, Communication Secrets of the C-Suite.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Laura Sokola, and I want to sincerely thank you for listening to the Speaking to Influence podcast. If you love listening to these episodes as much as I love bringing them to you, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please go to iTunes right now to rate and review our podcast in order to help us expand our reach so even more people can master the 3 C's: to command the room, connect with the audience, and close the deal.
Thanks for listening to Speaking to Influence, Communication Secrets of the C-Suite, the show for leaders who want to speak with impact. The hosts, producers, owners, and media distributors of the show make no guarantees that the strategies and information discussed will result in profit or other success and may result in losses. The opinions and statements of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the owners, staff, managers, broadcasters, or sponsors of the show. No medical or psychological therapy or personal or professional wellness or relationship advice is offered in the show. You are advised to seek counsel on matters related to your health, family, relationships, job, or other business and legal matters from licensed advisors in those areas prior to making any changes in business or lifestyle. No information provided may be suitable in your situation. As always, take responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the reactions they may make in your work, family, health, and life.